from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Spin Zone.
Spin Zone.
Spin Zone. You spin
my head right. It's the Spin Zone with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
All right, so the point of this segment here is not necessarily to take an unpopular position. However, when it seems like something is just universally decided upon, when it seems like everyone is pulling all in the one direction, when everybody thinks this is the case, this is it, we all agree, that is generally something that gets my antenna up anyway. I'm not as big of a contrarian maybe as some other people on the airwaves around here.
Adam Jones.
I certainly don't like it when everybody thinks the same thing. That annoys me. I get my back up a little bit on that. And I think at this point, the dialogue surrounding the offensive line has gotten to that point. I don't think that there is anybody out there right now that is willing to say a single positive or even remotely positive thing about the offensive line. So I'm here to do that right now in the Spin Zone. And here's the main topic, all right? I just touched on it a little bit. One of those things that I think people are sort of ignoring here is that you have three offensive linemen that are pretty good, right? You got three pretty good offensive linemen at the very least. City So, I think, is pretty good. David Andrews, I think, is pretty good. Mike Onwenu could be very good. So you have at least three pretty good offensive linemen. You need five, but you have at least three. Here's the other thing. One thing that we are all sort of extrapolating this from.
I got three pretty good tires on my car.
Yes.
I need four.
You need four.
Good news is I got three.
But you can maybe get that fourth a little easier than replacing all four, I guess is the point, right? Like, you don't have to replace the whole thing. The whole thing isn't DOA or FUBAR or whatever. Like, you have the foundation for an offensive line that isn't what people are describing it as, okay? Like, that's my point with that. But really what I want to get to here is that last game, all right? The last game where everyone's sort of looking at the offensive line and thinking this is a dysfunctional mess and there's no way you can put a rookie quarterback out there. That line's going to get him killed. Two big things. Number one, Nick Leverett is not going to be starting, okay? Nick Leverett could not snap the ball. He was snapping it into the ground. He was throwing it all over the place. It was bad. He was getting shoved 5 yards back right after he snapped it. He's not going to be your starting center. David Andrews is.
Okay.
So that's one thing right there. The
Love
other
it.
Thing, and this is something that I feel like has been completely ignored, all those penalties, it's the preseason, right? In the preseason, don't the referees all get together and say, hey, we're going to emphasize certain things here in the preseason. We're going to make sure we throw a ton of flags whenever someone's targeting, whenever a ball carrier lowers his head. Now, remember, they did that two preseasons
Quite
ago.
Common.
They called tons of penalties on it, and then in the regular season started, and they all completely forgot about it. I don't think that penalty got called once, lowering the crown of the guy carrying the ball. I don't think anyone got called for that. Over the course of 17 weeks after that thing was a big deal in the preseason. And I think the same thing could be said about this lining up in the backfield thing. Because if you look around the league, the last 2 years, there's a reason why they're emphasizing this thing. Guys on the all over the league, you're seeing guys take a step back before the ball snapped, not getting called, and the league is saying, hey, we got to do something about that. I think they will do something about that. I don't think it's going to be at the same level as the crown of the helmet thing. But I also think that the reason why there were so many penalties and the reason why it was such a big, embarrassing display is because of the emphasis that they're putting on it in the preseason. I think that whole thing made the line look way more dysfunctional than it actually is. I think it made everybody look a lot worse. Guys like Okorafor, who was the kid who got released, who got into the game immediately, had one of those penalties. Michael Jordan, you know, like there was a lot of examples of that. And I think that on some level, it was very, very much overblown. I don't think it's going to look like that once the regular season starts. I don't think they're going to throw that many flags. I think that it's going to be a not great offensive line. I'm not saying they're going to be good or anything, but the idea that they're just this bottom-feeding, terrible line and that they'll never be able to do anything and you can't put anyone behind them because they're going to get killed and there's going to be all these penalties and stuff like that, I don't buy that. I don't think that it's going to be emphasized that same way once the regular season starts. They're going to let guys play. They're going to let them take the same step back before the ball gets snapped like they've been doing for the last however many years. And that's just the way it's going to be. You're not going to have a good offensive line, all right? It's not going to be good. But what I'm trying to spin here is the idea that it's going to be the worst thing anyone has ever seen. And I think that there's a little bit of truth to that. The whole point of this segment is that it's going to be, you know, going against the grain on things like this. So I'm not saying I believe that they're going to be good, but I don't think that they're going to be bottom of the barrel, worse than a high school team, you know, can't get out of their own way, can't put one foot in front of the other. That's what I'm trying to spin here.
Okay, and I'll buy some of it. And now you chose to fixate a little bit on the penalties, which I agree with you. They will either stop calling those or the guys will just move. Mm-hmm. Like, eventually they'll just line up where the league wants them to line up. It's a very factual thing. Mm-hmm. And that will dissipate for the most part. I also think they're simply going to benefit from, and I even saw this in the first preseason game, and I think I may have told you this. I had a buddy that after the first preseason game was like, the line was not as bad as all you guys have been saying down at practices. I think they're going to benefit.
From Brooklyn, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, yeah, you really don't like the offensive line, eh?
I think they're going to benefit from expectations that couldn't be any lower. If I feel like if on the first play, Jacoby Brissett drops back and has a pocket and completes a pass, people are going to be like, yeah, but
see?
You guys said he sucks. The Eagles got him every play, like one play. And they may give up sacks after that. So I think it's a lot like movies or restaurants. Like, mm-hmm. when you have low expectations, generally you're like, oh, that movie wasn't that bad. Everybody right. said it sucked. I was entertained for 2 hours.
Okay.
The problem is when the opposite is true, when you have a high expectation.
Which no one has for this team or this line.
Sure. Certainly. So that's where I actually think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The expectations that are so low, they're gonna run plays, right? I think we can all agree. Now, Jerod got a little defensive a little too early, in my opinion, bringing this up this week when he said that's overblown. We average 5 yards a carry. No, lining up hasn't been just the issue. I've watched every practice and every game. There's been a lot of runaway rushers.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, in most of them, they don't get to hit Jacoby Brissett or Drake May because it's practice, and they're not allowed to hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the preseason game, we actually saw Jacoby Brissett borderline get knocked out of the game. I don't know how we want to phrase it, but...
No, he got knocked out of the game. He's cringing and holding his shoulder, and he didn't go back. He might not have played anyway. He might not have... The plan might have been not to put him back in, but he didn't look like he was good. I think he came back out and threw, like, two more passes, and then that was it.
You think he'll need an injection on that before the first game?
Probably, yeah. Those guys shoot themselves up with all sorts of crap before each game.
And it's not far from the shoulder to the lung. I'm just saying.
Now, there's some spin zone for you right there. You're going to hire
that injection.
Is there a doctor in San Diego looking for work right now?
Drake May is your starting quarterback.
That guy do time for that?
No,
did something happen to that guy? I think something happened to that guy.
I think you're confusing multiple doctors from the Chargers.
That's probably true.
There was a prior one who's now like the doctor on Twitter that diagnoses all the injuries that supposedly, reportedly, allegedly had a drinking problem.
Okay.
Did he do time? I think he got sued. I don't know if he did time.
All right, maybe that's it. Sure. Okay. But that's not the doctor who punctured.
You really just supposed to throw, did you do time out on the radio? Hey, did you do time?
I don't know.
Hey, Jackson, you ever done time?
I did 45 minutes, maybe.
45 minutes of time?
Yeah. Maybe a minute, maybe an hour and 5 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
You know? Okay. I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm not sure either.
I regret asking.
I feel like
so
that's
come
another
back
story for another time.
Sorry, I was having a different conversation off here, and then I just heard, Jackson, have you ever done time? I thought you were talking about jail.
No, we were. We were talking about jail.
Okay, yeah. I did, yeah. About an hour and 5 minutes.
Why were you in jail for an hour and 5 minutes?
Because I was driving unregistered, unlicensed, and uninsured, and speeding.
Jesus, why?
I didn't know.
Know you had to do all that stuff.
And no, I was like 17, and I didn't pay a ticket, and all that stuff got canceled, and I didn't see the mail, and it was just stupidity.
I didn't see the mail.
Yeah. Hey, listen, who among us?
I've done time now. I've done hard time.
Yeah. Hardened criminal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, I do. You don't like my conspiracy theory or theory that the shoulder was a long con, that he didn't actually get hurt, and they're going to...
No, I think he was actually hurt. I don't think he was on the field faking it.
Why would he take part in the whole long con thing?
Sure, yeah. It's like, oh, so you guys are going to stab me in the lung. Great, okay, let me play right along with this awesome
plan.
Plus,
well, he does get paid $8 million to sit down then.
I suppose.
It's true.
Get the $8 million also, without getting stabbed in the lung, I guess. But yeah,
couldn't you just say, and how do you know Tyrod Taylor got stabbed in the lung?
What?
Did you see the stabbing?
No, it was reported on.
Okay. Why can't we report that Jacoby Brissett got stabbed in the lung when they...
I feel like you need a couple sources to, you know, write a story like that before you got two stories.
In this day and age, I think people run with one source rather often.
Some people do.
Rather often. And sometimes that source isn't great.
That's true. Anyway, there you go. That is my attempt.
I like it.
At spinning the offensive line. All right. That is the spin zone here on the WEEI afternoons. We're going to do this on a case-by-case basis. Don't expect to see the spin zone every single Friday at this time. We're not going to set it for one thing because we don't want it to be contrived. Only when there is a topic or an opinion or a take that it seems like 100% of the world is all in one direction. We will fight back against that. We will fight back against groupthink. What?
The 617 says, haven't we all been locked up at least once? Asking seriously, how is a man that hasn't been arrested before? Like, have you been arrested?
Twice.
That was surprising. Kind of. I mean, that's actually not really.
Once in high school,
has Jacob
once in college,
been arrested?
Not for anything bad, but yeah.
Boss Man Laird walks through. I wonder if he's been arrested. Am I the only one here who's never been in jail and never been arrested?
Sounds like
Am
it.
I not a man if I've never spent time in jail?
What a square.
No, and Ken says nope.
Yeah, I didn't think Ken.
I didn't think so.
I mean, I know he went through the badass bandana phase for a while on the morning show, but yeah. I'm not sure.
He brings out the banana sometimes every once in a while.
I didn't know I was doing the show with such a square. I didn't realize. I guess.
So you're not cool if you haven't been arrested?
Definitely not.
I've never been arrested.
Christian, did you get arrested for yelling at a cop?
No.
No? Okay. I feel like that could
drunk
happen.
And disorderly.
No, it wasn't that either.
Urinating in public.
No, it was one time. I'll tell you about it off the air. But it wasn't Ooh. Anything. It wasn't certainly Ooh. Anything
Intrigue,
that's going to be.
Intrigue, listeners.
Yeah, come on, man. This is a new show. You're going to get some ratings here.
All right. Well, one of the times it was in Waltham. We were going to a party in Waltham at a reservoir. I was in high school. I had just gotten my driver's license. I was driving there, and when we got there, the party had already been broken up by the police, and we had just pulled in, and he said, what are you doing here? I said, nothing. I was just turning around. He said, no, you weren't, and we got arrested because everybody, someone pushed over one of the cops' bikes. I didn't get charged with anything. I just got arrested, and the other time was because I didn't have my insurance card. I got pulled over in Colorado, didn't have my insurance card, didn't know that I needed it during the stop, and then I went home for Christmas break. I got things in the mail saying, hey, you got to prove you have insurance. I was home. I didn't get any of the mail. I came back. I got pulled over and I got arrested. And then I just showed him my insurance card and that was that. So not exactly the crime of the century in either case, but a lot of fun. Not a lot of fun.
I think
it's all been expunged. I think there's all that's all the way it's been. What's so funny? What's everyone laughing at over there?
The bandana Ken.
Oh, there's a prison Ken. Very nice.
Yeah. See, he's definitely done hard time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Dementors were the worst part of prison, I would think, for him. 617-779-7937, there's your phone number. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at, the Red Sox. We have some Red Sox takes to get to as well. We'll get to your phone calls as well. If you're on hold, stay on the line. We'll get to you next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.